At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Special report, Playboy founder dead. I'm Elliot Francis. He lived the lifestyle his magazine promoted and changed the sexual culture of the late 20th century. Wednesday, Hugh Hefner, publisher and creator of Playboy, died. Jim Roop looks back.
He published his first Playboy magazine from his kitchen table in 1953, and now the company makes $1 billion a year in sales, and the magazine is published in 20 countries.
Sex at its best, even today, is sort of a dirty word.
That's Hefner in a 1970s interview defending his magazine and all that came from moving sex into the mainstream. Hefner's son Cooper, who runs Playboy Enterprises today, calls his dad a cultural pioneer and a leading voice in the most significant social movements of our time. Hefner died of natural causes at his Los Angeles area mansion. He was 91. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
The magazine transformed the culture of the late 20th century in America and challenged what Hefner derided as America's puritanical attitudes towards sex. I'm Elliot Francis. One high school student is dead, another in critical condition following a stabbing Wednesday at a high school in the Bronx, New York. Steve Kastenbaum tells more.
It happened in a history class at the Assembly School for Wildlife Conservation. Police say an 18-year-old pulled out a knife and stabbed a 15-year-old in the chest, killing him. A 16-year-old, also stabbed in the chest, was fighting for his life. The 18-year-old then walked out of the classroom and handed over the knife to a counselor. NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce said the students had been involved in a prolonged altercation.
This argument, this thing has been going on for maybe 2 weeks.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
For the families, we will do all we can to support them, and we will do all we can to support the school community.
The high school doesn't have metal detectors. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
President Trump hinted he may sign an executive order to allow people to buy health insurance across state lines. Comment follows the GOP's latest failed effort to end Obamacare. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New Virginia laws for daycare providers have some people in Fairfax County upset. So much so, in fact, that the County Board of Supervisors is sending a letter to the governor asking for help.
And the category of no good deed goes unpunished.
Fairfax County Supervisor Jeff McKay says the county's had laws around daycare providers long before the state decided to jump in.
We have model regulations.
The most glaring issue, McKay says, is a state requirement mandating English speakers at each daycare, ostensibly to make sure they can talk with first responders if there's an emergency.
What's absurd about that is our first responders are communicating every day with people who don't speak English. It's called 2017.
He thinks there may be more ulterior motives to the law, but either way, he says quite a few providers would be going out of business.
It will raise daycare costs for everyone.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County officials get an update today on the progress of the Purple Line. County Council members will hear from the consortium that's responsible for designing, building, operating, and maintaining the light rail line. Southwest Airlines is apologizing to a woman who was physically removed from a plane by police officers in the latest airline video to go viral.
Don't touch me! Let's walk!
Don't touch me!
The woman claimed she had a life-threatening pet allergy. There were dogs on the plane, but couldn't produce a medical certificate needed to make the flight from BWI to Los Angeles. Crew members told her she could be barred from the flight if she couldn't travel safely with animals on board, but she refused to leave the plane, and the airline then called police. A 17-year-old Prince George's County High School student accused of bringing a gun to school the other day is now being charged as an adult. Xavier Matthews is also charged with assaulting a school resource officer. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,340. The Nasdaq at 64.53. Sports, the Nats drop another one to the Phillies. The Pirates beat the Orioles again. NHL preseason, the Caps lose to New Jersey. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. And whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we'll start off with some of the work zones from overnight. No incidents major to tell you about. Right now, outer loop of the Maryland Beltway. As you head toward past Connecticut Avenue to 270, that's where we have the delay. So just be prepared here as you pass George Avenue, because you will hit the brake lights to that construction work as you approach 270. Now, through town, Rocky Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center. Have the work zone there until 6 o'clock, just alternating traffic there. On the George Washington Parkway coming southbound near the Key Bridge, also work crews were blocking a lane from overnight road work. Watch for them. I'm not seeing much of a backup, so use caution. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front coming through is going to give us some beautiful weather as we head on through the next couple of days, wrapping up the work week with cooler temperatures. A few clouds, otherwise breezy and sunny today, 78. Tonight clear in the mid-50s, suburbs a little cooler, maybe some upper 40s, well west and north. Friday sunshine in the mid-70s and a good-looking weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Leesburg, 70 in Germantown, 74 in Washington. Playboy publisher Hugh Hefner has died at the age of 91. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Morning. It's Friday Eve. That means it's Thursday morning. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese, and joining us and you at 8:05, Steve Moore is an economist with the Heritage Foundation. He'll give us a breakdown of the Trump's tax proposal at 8:15. Christian Toto, film critic. 6:05, Peter Morici with the University of Maryland, and at 7:05, Alex Pfeiffer from the Daily Caller. So we have a lot going on here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Vince.
Oh, good morning. Isn't it nice that we might have a tax cut on our way? We'll see. Still, people hemming and hawing over the specifics of this thing, but the President of the United States whipping out a tax plan yesterday. After all of these negotiation behind closed doors, the Big Six, everybody figuring it out, the President stepping into Indiana to make the big announcement.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and I guess it's probably something I could say that I'm very good at. I've been waiting for this for a long time. We're going to cut taxes for the middle class, make the tax code simpler and more fair for everyday Americans, and we are going to bring back the jobs and wealth that have left our country, and most people thought left our country for good.
The President, very proud of all of this. Pretty excited to be whipping out, again, it's this tax reform plan. And I'm curious if you approve of it. Does it meet your approval? Has it cleared all the standards that you're looking for in that tax overhaul? Remember, I don't know if you saw this, but CNN had this poll that like 68% of the country wants a major tax overhaul. That includes a substantial number of Democrats. The overwhelming majority in both parties are wanting a tax overhaul here. So the time is right to do something. Let's go through the details. This is what we've got. Individual tax reform. He's going to change this to three tax brackets down from seven. So you'll have 12%, 25%, and 35%. The income ranges, not defined yet. We won't know specifically, but the idea is that we'll get this all down to 12, 25, and 35%. Very simple here. Also, the standard deduction, you know, if you don't take deductions because your standard deduction outpaces it entirely when you file your taxes, is doubling. Which would be nice for people who, you know, it would give you even less of a reason to have to track all those receipts potentially. It doubles the standard deduction to $12,000 for a single person and $24,000 for a married couple. Also, the child tax credit is supposed to be jumped, quote, substantially higher. So you've got a child, you're going to have a much higher tax credit than the current $1,000. And it also increases the income level at which you can pull that. It creates a $500 tax credit for non-child dependents that you've got. Also repeals the AMT, that alternative minimum tax that wealthier people end up usually having to deal with. It repeals the personal exemption. It eliminates most itemized deductions, but it keeps the mortgage, interest, and charitable deductions. Those are the important ones here. Also, it repeals what conservatives refer to as the death tax or the estate tax. So no more government jumping in and seizing a bunch of money when that inheritance drops to the next person.
Well, the federal government.
That's right, at the federal level. And then here's one of the big ones that's creating a lot of reaction. It eliminates state and local tax deductions. Now, why is this important? Well, it's a big deal in places like New York, for instance, where, you know, you've already got Chuck Schumer already flipping out about this, that you won't be able to deduct your state and local taxes from your federal taxes. So that's going to be an interesting thing, and it's going to work to the benefit of a lot of red states, for sure, but some Democrats are very upset about this right now. So with that framework in mind, and I should mention the last thing for now, this is the big one, which is a 20% corporate tax rate. Remember the president talking about, hey, I want to get this down to 15%? He already tacked up a little bit. He's at 20% right now, and that's what he wants. Currently, 35% is where it's at. But could you imagine? I mean, it's hard for I don't think you have to have a deep sense of economics to know that if you bring taxes down for corporations by 15% from 35 to 20, that's going to drive a lot of business into the market, a lot. And it very well could bring a lot of people back to the United States and hopefully get them past that 3% growth rate that the Trump administration wants. So interesting tax plan. The president rolling it out yesterday. The Congress all for it. The House Freedom Caucus for it. All important things. Do you approve? Does it meet your approval? Is it what you want? Was there something missing, perhaps? Was there something more you wanted? Or are you overjoyed? Do you feel like he hit everything you wanted and more? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
You see, for me, there's a lot of unknowns here. For instance, Maryland still has an estate inheritance tax. So Marylanders, though they won't pay the federal, they're still going to pay the state, the local, the state inheritance and estate tax. Also, Maryland is one of the states that's going to get hit with the getting rid of the state and local tax deduction, so that you can no longer deduct that. California is number one, followed by New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Texas, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Maryland, Virginia, and Ohio. So currently, Marylanders write off $16 billion. In state and local taxes off their federal taxes. They will no longer be allowed to do that. So that could hit some people in certain states. A lot of this depends on where you live as to whether this is going, whether you're going to see a decrease or not. So I hear that. I'm like, I don't know. You know, because I don't have children, so I don't get paid to have kids, so I don't have that deduction. Yeah. I don't get that, so that doesn't help me. If you itemize things, deduction may not help you. The one thing that I think is really great that will help a lot of people that's not getting a lot of play is pass-through corporations, S-Corps, LLCs. Their tax rate is going to drop to 25%. And I think for a lot of people who have small businesses, and I think a lot of our listeners do have small businesses or work for someone who has a small business, that's going to be huge. That's going to be a big deal that I think will affect a lot more people and help a lot more people than is currently getting play in the media. Everybody's talking about, oh, the corporate tax rate is going to go to 20%.
Yes.
The big thing, though, is the small business tax rate, those pass-through corporations, where it's counted on your personal taxes. You know, it's on your personal. It goes through, and then the business owner, whatever is left over, that's what they get paid. Whatever those profits are left over, that's what they get paid. I think a lot of people fall into that. And so this will help them in a huge way. And for a lot of people, that overrides everything else. I think that it's really going to help a lot of people, that one.
All right, let's check in with you. Let's go to Jonathan, D.C. first this morning. Jonathan, good morning. Your morning's on the mall. Does the tax plan meet your approval?
No, it's unfair because it still puts fuel to the fire for the protesters that'll sit there and say, well, why, if I don't want to have children, Do I get less taxes or do I get less benefit? Why, if I don't choose to be married, do I get less benefit? I think it's just the more that you start discriminating against marriage and babies and everything else, you are giving everybody everything they need to continue protesting against the lifestyle. Stop putting it in brackets with lifestyle. 5% straight across the board, depending on your income, who cares?
Yeah,
everybody get taxed exactly the same.
Thank you. Yeah,
I like that idea.
Jonathan, in general, I'm for sort of a flat structure, one that doesn't incentivize certain behaviors, like, you know, just like, let's just have a fair system across the board. Whether you do it in the tax code or not, though, I'm definitely for marriage and children. I think it's sure. good for society to encourage people, whether it's peer-to-peer or through the tax system.
I can't disagree with you, and I think to Jonathan's greater point, I agree with him. What I don't like is the politicians picking winners and losers, and then they can use that to get our votes. And I don't like being manipulated that way, so I like the idea of you make this amount of money, this is what you pay. I like that.
Simple structures, always preferable. All right, so do you approve of the tax plan? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It's 515 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, not too much around the region, and you know that's always good from the traffic center. Just a little bit of volume, Maryland Beltway, as you head between Silver Spring and Bethesda. Had the overnight work crews as you pass Connecticut Avenue toward 270, and it looks like all lanes are open. I'm even trying to tell if the last of the cones are being picked up here, so definitely use caution here. Like you said, you'll have a little bit of volume still remaining as you head around toward 270. On 270 out of Frederick down to the Beltway, fantastic time to get going. Looks great. No problems on the Virginia Beltway. Watch on the George Washington Parkway at the overnight work crews southbound down there at the Key Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, abundant sunshine, a high of 78 degrees. Tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a high around 75 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, 76, 517 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Our framework includes our explicit commitment that tax reform will protect low-income and middle-income households, not the wealthy and well-connected. They can call me all they want. It's not going to help. I'm doing the right thing, and it's not good for me, believe me. But what is good for me, not only as president and legacy, what is good for me is if everything takes off like a rocket ship, like it should have for 20 years. That's good for me. That's good for everyone. And that's what I think is going to happen. And a lot of very wealthy people feel the same way, believe me.
Is it time for a big tax cut? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. This is all very interesting. You know, Mary, we were talking about it before. You've got this idea the state and local taxes won't be able to be deducted anymore under this plan, which really hits high-tax states harder, residents of high-tax states harder. But I do think that it actually sets the course for the future. I mean, think about this. You basically remove the ability for high-tax states to have an excuse. Like, well, what's okay? I mean, if we increase taxes, you can just deduct it from your federal taxes. Well, no. And this creates pressure on states to actually have lower tax structures at the state level from the federal government. In the outset, and it'll be tougher, I think, on high tax state residents. But this does create an incentive structure to sort of bring down taxes in those states as well.
I absolutely can't disagree with that. But you've already got Feinstein and Schumer coming out and saying because of that, they wouldn't vote for it.
Of
if that's
course,
it.
Yes. But they do think they can get some Democratic support here, which is an interesting component to all of this. We'll get into it. Let's go to Dan in Harper's Ferry this morning. Dan, does the president's tax plan meet your approval?
I'm for a flat tax myself personally, but I think if Congress will pass everything that the president's proposed, I think it's going to turn out better for the country as a whole. If this do-nothing Congress will actually do something and propose what he's passed and not go around and try and make, you know, chop it up into little pieces where they take out all the good stuff, like the death tax penalty and everything else. I think it'll be really good.
Yeah, the president and Republicans are pretty convinced here that this is going to unleash economic growth. That the idea is, like, if you cut taxes, you can attract business back into the United States. You can get people that get a lot of economic activity. Also, take away sort of like the penalty for just like working and earning money. You could really not only help make people more wealthy, but increase the tax revenue ultimately in the end.
I would like to think it's a step in the right direction. However, once you start giving, people are so wed to their deductions. So like getting to a flat tax where this is what you make, this is what you pay. Make your life decisions based on this. So you know, you have that certainty of knowing this is what it's going to cost me if I choose to do A or B or whatever.
Right.
That certainty, like this is what it is. Right now, you don't have that certainty until March when you sit down to do your taxes and then you find out if you made a good decision or a bad decision.
Right.
So I like the idea of just, again, flat tax, you make this amount of money, this is what you pay. That's it.
Yeah, I saw some reaction yesterday that this isn't even simple enough. Like three tax brackets, charitable deductions, mortgage interest deductions. Like just get it even more simple for me. Postcard size, like you've been promising. Roger in Warrenton, good morning. You're up next here on Mornings on the Mall. What do you think, sir?
Yes, good morning, Vince and Mary. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My comment was that I think this is a good plan. It will promote economic growth. However, I agree with your previous caller. Flat tax would be better. Increasing the personal deduction, both for couples and individuals, has the effect of having a part of the population that pays no taxes at all.
Yes.
And now you don't have them in your on your side of the court when it comes to reducing tax rates.
Yep.
And we've seen this effect before, and we'll probably see it again. But, you know, you got to take a step in the right direction, and I think this tax plan does that.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point, Roger. This will expand the amount of people who fall into the zero income tax category.
Right, and that's why you're never going to get to a flat tax or some kind of system like that. You're never going to get to that because people are like, you're taking away my deductions, not understanding. And look, there are people now, like you said, who aren't going to want to pay down the road. So it's hard to take benefits back once you give them out.
All right, more from you in a moment on whether or not you approve of the president's plan here, 522 on WMAL.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk about selling your home. All sellers have certain things in common. They want top dollar. They want to move as easy as possible. Wouldn't you like to have the assurance of a guaranteed sale and an easy move? You can. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. In writing. If you're a home seller working with the Reynolds team, they may already have your home sold to one of their 5,500 ready home buyers in their waiting program. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. That's what Roger and Angela did. They called the Reynolds team. Using their database of ready buyers and pre-marketing their home, Debbie and Sarah sold their home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. Get the Reynolds team working for you. Call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Despite recent record highs in the market, it's worth remembering there are many factors that can have an impact on your money. A change in the Federal Reserve, a shift in emerging markets, political unrest, or natural disasters. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. For all the reasons to be optimistic about the market, there are also reasons to stay alert. Your financial advisor can help you evaluate all the news impacting the market, good and bad, and position your portfolio accordingly.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're off to a pretty good start here in from the west. No problems on 95, 395. Virginia Beltway quiet. Now the Maryland Beltway, that's where you have the overnight work zone as you head between Connecticut Avenue and 270. It looks like the last of the barrels picked up. Just again, be cautious around that stretch as you still might see the construction crews there on the shoulder. 270. All right, building some of that volume here early on, leaving the Frederick area toward Urbana and 109. So a little bit of that stop and go. 9529 George Avenue all down to the Beltway. You check out fine. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front coming through this morning is going to take the clouds away. Any that are left, we should quickly be in the clear sky. If you're not yet, you will be. We'll make it into the upper 70s. Mid-50s tonight, suburbs cooler. Friday, sunshine, mid-70s. Low 70s and sunny over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
76 degrees in Washington, 526 here on WMAL. Let's go to Roger in Bethesda here. Roger, what do you think of the president's tax plan?
Tax cuts are great. They create revenue, but I've heard nobody mention, and what should be done is dedicate a percentage of increased revenues to reducing the debt. That's number one. Number two, I think even low-income people who have a stake should pay something, even if it's $10. And I'd also suggest they start sending statements out to low-income people. I have no problem with, you know, helping people like Social Security people get, saying how much you put into Social Security. Send them statements, maybe along with the tax bill, saying this is how much you have received in federal government assistance for the last year, so they understand what they're getting and what they're paying very little for. Not as a penalty, just as information.
All right, Roger, thank you. Yeah, good. So let people know how much skin in the game they have or they've avoided. Let me mention that this morning we're going to talk a lot about this, and we're going to get good breakdowns on this. Peter Maurice, an economist from the University of Maryland, joins us at 6:05, taking on the political angle at 7:05. We've got Alex Pfeiffer from the Daily Caller, and then at 8:05, Steve Moore, an economist with the Heritage Foundation, will break all of this down as well, which means this is full court press, Mary. We've got, what do they call that kind of coverage? Complete?
Wall-to-wall.
Wall-to-wall. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and just very quickly, Beth tweeted us and said, no one's talking about the middle class whose taxes could go up to 35%. Well, we don't know that yet. So that's up to Congress to decide who pays what.
We'll find out where those brackets are. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Better brackets than the ones Obama usually does each year. 528 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year. I really do. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one have sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option available right here in Washington. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 2.875% with an APR of 3.12% on a 10-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth,
Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 10-year fixed mortgage of 2.875% with an APR of 3.12%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
All right, Tim Allen's back, and he's got some comments on conservatives in media that you're going to want to pay attention to, because I think it really does reflect where Hollywood is and where the culture is going. It's important. 5:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. One of America's most controversial cultural icons has died. Playboy magazine founder and publisher Hugh Hefner died yesterday at the age of 91.
I believe that embracing sexuality is a part of what it means to be free. Women have been historically the ones who paid the greatest price for our very irrational attitudes historically. Related to sex.
A statement from Playboy magazine says its founder died of natural causes at his home surrounded by family. Forecasters say once Hurricane Maria has now weakened to a tropical storm as it continues to move out to sea in the Atlantic. No injuries have been reported on the U.S. mainland from Maria. But in Puerto Rico, hard hit by the hurricane, a money crisis is now emerging.
It's been a week since Puerto Rico was devastated by Hurricane Maria, wiping out power and crippling the island's infrastructure. Communities are running out of food, water, and medicine, leaving people desperately wondering, where is all the help? One port in Puerto Rico has more than 1,500 containers of emergency supplies waiting to be distributed, but can't be because of a lack of fuel or employees who are unable to get there.
Correspondent Andy Rose. The Fairfax County Board of Supervisors has voted to send a letter to Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe asking his help to exempt the county from a new state law mandating English-speaking employees at every daycare center. Supervisor Jeff McKay says that law will put many daycare providers in the county out of business. Governor McAuliffe is promising to propose a dedicated funding source for Metro in his final budget proposal in December. However, it will, of course, be up to the next governor and legislature to make the final decision. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,341, the NASDAQ at 64,53. Sports sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. The Nationals lose to the Phillies. The O's drop another one to the Pittsburgh. NHL preseason, the Caps lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For more than 90 years, Napa Auto Parts has provided the quality parts and expertise to help you keep almost anything on the road. And now with Napa Rewards, you can save money on all the parts you need to keep your car running. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Local MS-13 gangs.
Satanic rituals and murder.
Using new tactics to recruit members. Seven on Your Side exposes the one thing gang members look for before they turn a good kid into a killer. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5.
Pour the wine and pop the cork. Because tonight, TGIT is back.
Think you're gonna
handle it? I'm a freaking warrior queen.
First on the 2-hour season premiere of Grey's Anatomy, the return of an ex kicks off a twisty love triangle.
Who are you?
I'm Meredith Grey.
What?
What you made me do.
And on the season premiere of How to Get Away with Murder, jaws are dropping and so are bombshells.
I'm begging you, take mercy on me.
TGIT is what back.
Starting tonight at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11, on Your Side. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, new cloud computing architecture, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. No GRE or GMAT required. Classes start October 4th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Troubles for our Maryland commuters on Route 5 Branch Avenue. A lot of you already sitting in the backups to get past this multi-car crash. It's going to be northbound 5 as you head toward Brandywine Road. That's north of the 301 split. So out of Brandywine, early delays. Get ready for this. We do have a lot of rescue units at the scene, so you see a lot of flashing lights, too, as you inch by the scene of this crash. That's our major problem right now. Beltway's checking out pretty good. Virginia and Maryland. Out of Frederick, 270, volume on the increase toward Urbana and Hyattstown. On the George Washington Parkway, it was the overnight work crews. Hadn't quite wrapped up southbound GW Parkway as you head past the Key Bridge toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front coming through this morning is going to take the clouds away. Any that are left, we should quickly be in the clear sky. If you're not yet, you will be. We'll make it into the upper 70s. Mid-50s tonight, suburbs cooler. Friday, sunshine, mid-70s, low 70s, and sunny over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Chantilly, 72 in Kensington, 74 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. Happy Friday, Eve. Let's go to, it's 6:05 this morning. We got Peter Morici. He's a University of Maryland economist. 7:05 this morning, Alex Pfeiffer from the Daily Caller. So much happening in politics, as usual, so Alex will be here. Steve Moore, 8:05 this morning. He's a heritage economist. Again, his tax plan, all the attention is on it right now. Let's see if it can be sustained. And then at 8:15, Christian Toto, a film critic. And also, the guy's going to talk about something going on in media, an interesting thing, where Tim Allen has unchained. He is allowed, he's just speaking out now about being a conservative in Hollywood. We'll have more on that in a moment. My name is Vince Colonnais here with Mary Walter.
Tim Allen, he's a man's man. But lately he's realizing...
What happened to men?
He's not in a man's world anymore.
I will take the truck, you can take the minivan.
You'll take the truck, I'll drive the minivan. You're not kidding right now, are you?
Where's Travis?
He went to the tanning salon.
Oh!
This might be hard for you to believe, but I do not need a man.
You got a baby, says you needed a man once.
So that was Tim Allen from his show Last Man Standing. That show was canceled in May. A lot of people were very shocked about it because its ratings were the second highest on ABC in the network, and they canceled the show. And they're like, what happened?
They put him on Friday night, which is like the worst spot to be in, and they were crushing it on Friday nights on television. Did you ever see that show? I would watch it occasionally. And I was always, I swear to you, shocked. And because I would hear jokes there, the types of jokes that I hear with my friends, of course, or you hear in like the Daily Caller newsroom, or like Mary and I would tell each other just about like Hillary Clinton or whatever. They would say these jokes on television. You'd hear him crack a joke about Barack Obama. And I'd be like, this is an act of rebellion. Nowhere else on network television would they allow a joke about President Barack Obama? Yet there was Tim Allen doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so he was on. So everybody's been wondering what happened, like what happened to the show. And ABC said, oh, no, it had nothing to do with that. It was expensive to license out because the show came from an outside studio, 20th Century Fox Television. So it was expensive for them to license out. So it had nothing to do with the fact that Tim Allen is conservative in Hollywood, because we would never be that bigoted and intolerant. That could never possibly ever be. So he was on with Norm Macdonald. Norm Macdonald has a show, Norm Macdonald Live. And I did not know this. Norm Macdonald, also conservative. He's also known for being conservative in Hollywood. And so Norm Macdonald asked Tim Allen about the show to find out what happened.
I always wanted LMS, Last Man Standing, to be like Archie Bunker. Archie Bunker pushed boundaries.
It was like that.
He pushed boundaries. And Carol Connor was not that guy at all. Oh, and I'm a version of that guy.
Yeah.
But I said, there's nothing more dangerous to me, especially in this climate, than a funny, likable conservative. That was the most dangerous thing. That, because he was mitigated on the show by a family of women that had different opinions. Yeah. But the guy was a likable guy and really was a principled guy just about work and ethics and all this stuff. I think there's nothing more dangerous right now than a likable conservative character.
Well, Archie Bunker, to me, was by far the most likable.
Exactly. The more
Meathead was a really unlikable.
Yeah, the more angry he got, the better he was.
Right.
And so I think he wanted it to be a likable Archie Bunker. And we've talked about the fact before that Archie Bunker would never be able to be on TV today. I mean, that show is just so politically incorrect. The left, there would literally be a meltdown in this country of people. We'd come to a screeching halt because the left wouldn't be able to go whatever to work for those of them that do work. And I think it's the same thing here. I've seen that show. I'd seen the show a couple times like you. I'd be, you know, having dinner or making dinner or whatever.
Right.
And I'd put on TV and there's less. And I always enjoyed it. It wasn't one of these shows that I DVR'd, but it was a show that people could watch as a family. It was a family-friendly show. The kids aren't going to get the political jokes, you know, but the adults would. So it was a show that wasn't threatening if your kids wanted to watch it or you were sitting down and as a family to watch a show.
Yeah, and also it was kind of what comedy is supposed to be, which is sort of a resistance to all of the nonsense that it points out sort of the obvious absurdities of life. That, you know, it went out of its way. Tim Allen went out of his way to point out, like, why are we doing this as a culture? Like, and, like, why do I feel like the only guy who, like, cares at all about, like, normal stuff, common sense stuff? You know, you think about, like, TV today. Can you imagine, like, a network comedy show making a joke about transgender bathrooms and surviving? The answer to that question is no.
No,
you can't.
Of course not. Yeah.
You couldn't crack a joke about transgender bathrooms and then survive.
No, and so that's why I wish that at least ABC would be honest about it and tell us.
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
why?
Of course they won't be forthcoming. Because
why not?
Because
why not just stand by your values? If those are your values, stand by it.
Here's why. Because while they detest conservative positions and opinions, they value keeping that audience to the extent that they can. They don't want to alienate that audience any more than they already have. So if they say something explicitly, they run the risk of losing these people entirely. Instead, what they'll do is just softly reject their values over and over and over until they disappear. But for now, they're trying not to lose them en masse.
All right. Do you see through this? Do you see through this? And do you believe that if you are a conservative in Hollywood, you're doomed? You just can't make it. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. We'll find out from you coming up next. It is 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has released details of the latest counterstrikes against ISIL in Syria and Iraq. Task Force officials define a strike as one or more kinetic events that occur in roughly the same geographic location to produce a single, sometimes cumulative effect. All results reported are based on initial assessments by ground and air. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying, Thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and the Genyaso warehouse sale from Chamonix is clearing out fast. Order now. Get double your order of Genyaso free. Genyaso, that's the natural plant stem cell treatment with advanced peptides for the pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes. And with Genyaso's immediate effects, you'll see amazing results in about 12 hours. Call now and get double your order of Genyaso free. Genyaso is backed by the best customer service in the business and an ironclad 60-day money-back guarantee. But Chamonix's not finished. Check this out. If you call now, you'll get a 2-month supply of the legendary deep firming serum, also free. Call in the next 20 minutes and get a free 2-month supply of Esotique RF, Chamonix's most popular wrinkle treatment, free. That's your fourth free gift. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Double up on Genyaso. Get the deep firming serum and Esotique, all free while supplies last. Order now and Chamonix will include a special luxury gift, yours free just for trying Genyaso. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Head D Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brandywine commuters heading northbound Maryland. Boy, this is tough. Northbound 5 Branch Avenue. Multiple cars involved in this crash. So might be there sometime. They need to get a couple tow trucks out there. It's northbound 5 right as you head up toward Brandywine Road north of the 301 split. So get ready here. Looking at pretty major delays here even before you get to Cedarville Road, McKendree Road, and heading past Brandywine Crossing. Now, elsewhere, pretty mellow. Maryland, Virginia Beltway off to a great start. George Washington Parkway, it's the work crews you need to watch for still southbound as you head down toward the Key Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front coming through is going to give us some beautiful weather as we head on through the next couple of days, wrapping up the work week with cooler temperatures. A few clouds, otherwise breezy and sunny today, 78. Tonight, clear in the mid-50s, suburbs a little cooler, maybe some upper 40s, well west and north. Friday, sunshine in the mid-70s, and a good-looking weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Indeed.com.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
I know what microaggressions are. It's the latest liberal attack at free speech. And a lot of fun if you do them right.
That was Tim Allen on Last Man Standing, a show that was number 2 in the ratings for ABC and got the axe, and nobody understood why. Well, he finally spoke out about it with Norm MacDonald, and Norm also being a conservative in Hollywood, and said, look, I wanted to be a likable Archie Bunker. He pushed boundaries, and I'm a version of that guy. And he goes on to say there's nothing more dangerous, especially in this climate, than a funny, likable, conservative character, especially in Hollywood. Is he right? I mean, can you just not have a show that shows a conservative side of things? It shows a conservative character who's likable in Hollywood, or it's just
not a lot of appetite
now
for it at ABC. By the way, ABC has that channel ABC Family. They had it for a while, and the slogan was a new kind of family. I was like, why is that good advertising? People don't want a new kind of family, and now they call it Freeform. So you can see, like, which direction we're going.
888-630-9625. And Deplorable texted us and said, I love that show. One of the best on TV. And let's go to Jack in Beltsville. Jack, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Don't you wish ABC would just come clean about all this? Can you have a show in Hollywood about conservatives that doesn't paint them in a bad light?
The problem with Hollywood is what they produce best is fiction. And a lot of times, I hate to quote a famous statement that I don't know who said it, but the truth is stranger than fiction. And this is a really difficult situation because we all want to live in a perfect world, and unfortunately the world just isn't perfect. And it's like with Archie Bunker. At the time Archie Bunker did All in the Family, it was an acceptable TV show. At the time What's Happening was on, it was acceptable for that time period. At the time Hollywood made a movie called Cold Turkey about people trying to quit smoking cigarettes. It was a funny movie, but historically, it just doesn't work. And I have a very quirky job. And last year, I got to attend an event that was put on by Gary Sinise, who's a Hollywood actor.
Right.
And it was for American soldiers who have come back from combat. And I cried because my father fought in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, and this is reality, is that Hollywood could not produce a TV show based on the honest life and times of Mike Pence and call it Designated Survivor. They just aren't capable.
All right, Jack, thank you so much. We appreciate your
comments. But they can produce a show about conservatives. It was called Last Man Standing, and then they got rid of it.
Right.
So, I mean, it was popular. So I still think there's a market for this.
I do. Roger in Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Is there a market for this, Roger?
I just like to comment that your very success on the radio and the success of shows like Morning on the Mall points to the fact that there is a market for conservative entertainment. Maybe you don't characterize yourself as entertainment, but I'm entertained.
Well, Mary, anyway, at least.
I mean, the market's there, and so there will arrive. Because we still live in a free society.
Roger, this is the thing.
Arrive.
This is the thing that drives me the craziest. There is a market for this. There are people who are desperate to spend their money and consume advertisements and watch this and consume this and listen to this. Yet Hollywood is like, you know what? We're gonna actually like chop our whole arm off and just not use it. Like, what? You have this incredible audience out there that is craving this. I mean, Last Man Standing, it didn't have to even be that good of a show. But it became a bastion of something different, and it was a good show, but it didn't have to be that good to get an audience because of what it represented, a market opportunity. It was a conservative show in a land of liberalism, so it had an audience, and people wanted to jump in on it and say, you know what, I'm interested in this, and I'll be very interested to find out what Christian Toto thinks. We're going to talk to him at 8:15 this morning, and he's going to break this all down. He's got really deep insight into how Hollywood works and why conservatives have such a difficult time breaking through, even though it would seem that the market forces are there.
It is 5:51 on WMAL. Here's Al Rushbaugh.
I said there's nothing more dangerous to me, especially in this climate, than a funny, likable conservative.
Yet another Obamacare repeal went down in flames thanks to Republican Senators John McCain, Susan Collins, and others. And it should now be apparent to everybody that there never was any desire to repeal it. Senator Collins of Maine blamed her opposition on proposed Medicaid cuts. She said that it was unacceptable to make structural changes without hearings. Her thumbs down came despite Senators Lindsey Graham's and Bill Cassidy's offer to bribe her to boost federal health care funds for her state by 40% to win her vote. She still said no. Democrat leader Chuck Schumer is gloating. He says once the repeal bill is officially off the table, the Democrats will work with Republicans to bail out Obamacare. That means the insurance companies. He wants to find a compromise with Republicans that stabilizes health care markets. That's the insurance companies. That'll mean higher premiums, not lower. You watch. Now, for years, I've told you what compromise means in Washington. Republicans fold. And after they cave on their principles, they join Democrats to enact whatever the Democrats wanted in the first place. So here we are. Republicans control the majority of state governments. They control the House. They control the Senate. They control the White House and the agencies of the federal government. And the Democrats, a losing party, can barely elect local dog catchers, but they control the Republicans and their agenda prevails. It's surreal, but that's just the way it is. Voters be damned.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is an honor and privilege to own land. Caring for land has its own cost. So my good friends at Mahindra are lessening the burden on landowners by offering the biggest savings of the year during the Mahindra inventory clearance sale. That's right, you can enjoy special cash back and savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles deals on earth. And every penny you save on your Mahindra can be invested right back into your land. It's really the most affordable way to care for the land you love. Get a new tractor or UTV at a rock-bottom price, plus the industry's best warranty. It's a win-win. So get your work done, America, and learn more about inventory clearance savings on the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
It's 5:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Unfortunately, big delays. Maryland commuters trying to get through Brandywine. The crash northbound 5 Branch Avenue as you make your trip past Brandywine Road. Now crews at the scene are telling me 6 cars involved in this crash. So a lot going on, obviously, with the left half of the roadway blocked. Watch for big time delays again as you head past Brandywine Crossing early on here. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway, just inside the Beltway. That's where we have seeing delays forming and a crash reported inbound on the Suitland Parkway near Forestville Road. Virginia with 95, 395, 66, just the normal volume delays forming. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front upon us this morning. That front knocking temperatures down a bit as we continue to head on through today. Forget about the 90s. New clouds around, otherwise clear sky and a north breeze. Mostly sunny this afternoon. 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
74 degrees at Reagan National, 5:56 on WMAL.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
There's no way around it. Keeping your gutters clean is a pain, not to mention time-consuming, highly unpleasant, and dangerous. Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system, perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders and their technicians will unclog them for free. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get a very low monthly payment and a $250 fall bonus gift card on a whole home gutter system. Plus, they'll even throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher and a free in-home estimate. Call LeafGuard today at 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or go to their website at guttersmaryland.com. That's guttersmaryland.com. Stay off the ladder with LeafGuard.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government. in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group, right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, we'll be joined by economist with the University of Maryland, Peter Morici. He'll tell us what's in the proposed tax plan. He'll tell us what's not in the proposed tax plan.
And the president spending all that time in Indiana bragging about everything. But also Tom Price's future. Very bizarre what's going on between him and the president of the United States. The words, "we'll see what happens," may have actually come out of the president's mouth. That's never good. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge. WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.